This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Now we've got Linda in Texas on the line who's got a flooring question. How can we help you in your money pit today?
We had carpeting and we had a flooded floor, so we put laminate and tile down to replace it. The area in the kitchen is all tiled, and then it runs from the kitchen into the dining area and then front of the fireplace. And right in front of the fireplace starts the laminate. We put laminate there. And so there's an area of 16-inch tile in front of the fireplace that's tile, and then there's a running board thing that goes down between to separate the two things. Well, that thing came up, and we can't get it to stay down for anything.
So this is wood, correct?
Yes.
This running board is wood. And and what's the subfloor underneath this? This is wood or concrete or what?
No, it's concrete.
Okay. So why don't we mechanically attach it? The adhesives are not working anymore. Why don't we mechanically attach it? So how thick is this piece of wood?
Oh, about... I got my fingers up. Can you see it?
Three quarters of an inch. Okay. Because what I would suggest you do is pilot hole this out, and you want to do this in such a way that you can counter bore the screw below the surface and then use a wood plug to cover it over. Because we want this to be invisible when we're all done. But if you drill a counterbore hole, and what I mean by that is you have a pilot hole and a clearance hole, and then you have sort of a half inch or 3/8 of an inch hole that sinks down below the surface, and then that fits a wood plug that you can stain. So now you have the hole in the wood, right? And you have those strategically across this piece. Then you use something called a Tapcon screw, which is designed to go into concrete. When you buy a Tapcon screw, it comes with the actual masonry drill bit and the screws in the same package. You pile it right through those holes that you lined in the wood. Goes right in the concrete. Takes a little bit of work because you're obviously drilling in the concrete. But even with that masonry bit, you got to push a little bit. And then you pull it out and you use this Tapcon screw, which actually screws right into the concrete. It'll pull that piece of wood right down. And then once it's nice and solid, you can put those wood plugs in, touch them up with a little bit of stain, and you'll be good to go.